KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to KSL at Night. I am Rusty Cannon, and I'm here with the one and only Greg Skordas. I think this is our second show doing this together. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. It was fun to work with you Friday. You just hit the ground running, and I've been very impressed listening to you. You've done three or four shows now.
Yeah, well, it's been a ride, and I hope we get to stick around. In fact, for those that are listening to our show, always remember if you miss out on any of our shows that you can always go back and listen to it on kslpodcast.com after the show's been aired, and just look up KSL at Night, and you're off and running. So we had an exciting day today at the Utah Taxpayers Association. I know that's maybe sounds a little odd, but it was exciting. We have released a report we do every year. We've done it for 3 years now, and it is what we call the Beehive Family Report. And what it is basically looking at the tax burden of the typical Utah family. So we tried to be cute and named it. We call it Bob and Brooke Beehive is the name of the family, and they have a few kids and sort of the kind of that median income, and it's supposed to be the typical Utah family, right? As best we can to show what the tax burden is that they have.
So I looked at 2022, I looked at 2023. Tell us where we are now. And tell us about the report.
Yeah, so each year it really serves two purposes. It's to show what the typical burden is and then also track changes year over year. So as the legislature does something, we can hopefully say, hey, here's what it does to the Beehive family. Right. And then we do get asked that now by legislators of what would this do to the Beehive family? And then we try to keep their statistics in line with, you know, average income and things like that. Like, for instance, this year over last year, we increased their income just a little bit, keeping up with inflation, that we moved the value of their home up along with everybody's homes going up in value as well. And we detail that in the report, but also keeping track of the legislature has been lowering the income tax rate, the state income tax rate for the last several years.
Right.
And that's starting to kick in and make a difference. And so even though there was greater income for the family in 2023 in this report, they paid less state income tax. Now, they would have paid even less if their income had stayed the same, but we moved it up to keep up, you know, with trends. So that's an exciting part.
So you say that the tax burden being lessened has kicked in what respect? Just that the numbers seem to be...
Yeah, it's starting to become trackable in the numbers and making a difference, right?
Okay.
To where that is on the state income tax. And that's one of the largest taxes that they pay on the state level. I mean, overall, they paid about 28% of their gross income in tax, which is the sad part. But the detail of the report goes into a few different things. And this is where I go on a rant every year where we publish this report that sometimes is a bit of a shocker for most people. 54% of their tax burden, which is typical for most everybody in the kind of the middle income range, 54% of their tax burden is all federal Social Security and Medicare payroll tax, meaning that is the largest burden that anybody is paying. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're working, you're paying it. If you're self-employed, you're paying it. If you're employed by somebody, you're paying it. It totals 15.3%. If you're self-employed, and then if you're employed by an employer, they're paying half, 7.65, and then you're paying the other 7.65 right out of your paycheck. The part that we want to get everybody worked up about is that both of those funds, Social Security and Medicare, are going insolvent. Medicare will go insolvent based on the trustees report in 2031. That's only 7 years
from now. Don't tell me that, Rusty.
It's happening.
Don't tell me that.
It's real and it's happening. Then in 2033... the Social Security fund is going to be insolvent, meaning it will not be taking in enough money to pay all benefits. So if they do nothing, which is what Washington is extremely good at,
right,
we will plow right into 2031 and 2033. They'll do nothing. And if they do nothing, you'll see at least a 30% cut in paid benefits on Social Security to everybody that's paid into the system. They'll start breaking those promises. And who knows what happens to Medicare? That's so complicated. That's a whole nother ball of wax. So the point being that over half of their tax burden is for a program that is going insolvent in either 2031 or 2033. And we can't get any federal elected officials to go on record in a solid way saying, we're going to fix this.
Well,
all we hear is we're going to ignore it.
For those of us that have been paying into it for 50 plus
years. It should be, absolutely. And so we run the risk of breaking those promises, or there are some alternatives. A massive tax hike. Yeah,
right.
I mean, the biggest one is a massive tax hike. I don't think anybody has a stomach for that because it would be massive. And other thing is just changing the benefit structure. So they tried doing this in France recently where all they wanted to do was move the retirement age up, meaning, hey, you got to work a little bit longer.
Right.
They had riots in the street.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. It's like that's
and
how...
And they're already I think, younger than we are.
Oh, absolutely.
To retire.
Yeah, it's and so it just, I'm not forecasting that happening, but I mean, this is going to be difficult. Any elected official that even dares to speak about this, they'll get negative ads run against them in their next reelection about pushing grandma off the cliff or what have you. We have both presidential candidates currently saying, I'm not going to touch this. Don't worry, I'm not going to touch it. Well, of course, they don't have to touch it. They'll be done in 2028.
Right.
But then the next president will, it's time to get cooking. And so we need politicians that have the courage. And I know I'm going off a reservation a little bit.
That's
on this,
right.
but this is an issue that everybody needs to know. This is over half of your tax burden is going towards two programs that are clearly broken.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that the age of retirement was sort of gradually going up periodically. Because, you know, for my generation, it's your full retirement age is 66 and a half.
Yeah.
But for other people, it was younger. For some people, it might be a little. I don't know how all that works.
Yeah. Our understanding is it has been ratcheted proactively by the federal delegation, like meaning that those are changes that they actively made, right?
Right.
There's no automatic creep up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. In it. And so that's. And now, after we get off of the federal stuff, then you look at the state tax burden.
Right.
Their largest one, as you can see in the report, is their property tax burden. Second largest one is their state income tax that we talked about. And third is state sales tax. Now, sales tax is spread out. You don't see it. Nobody's really checking their receipts. And, oh, I paid $87 in sales tax this week. It's just something that is spread out with your purchases. But property tax, people have been pretty worked up about in the last couple of years, and rightfully so. So that's one of the largest burdens they
pay as well.
And property
values are going through the roof. And
correct.
I know that property taxes don't always just equate to that.
No, they don't.
It seems like when local legislative bodies see property values going up, they're quick mm-hmm. to jump on that and say, hey, we can take advantage of this.
Correct. We do have some that'll come out and say, hey, we're holding your tax rate steady and
right.
we're not raising it. That's
right.
a total lie.
Right.
Where there's anybody that can do basic math. Well, if my home value goes up and you're holding my tax rate steady, you just hiked my taxes.
Right.
But Utah has a great system. It's model policy all around the country, our truth in taxation system, that for the taxing entity, as property values go up, the rates float down and they get no more money because of it. But we all have increased property taxes for all the other reasons, right? Our value goes up more than others. And then entities do truth in taxation and raise their taxes by increasing their budget. So that's one thing as well. We talked about state income tax.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So mm-hmm. Rusty, state income taxes have mm-hmm. actually decreased the
correct.
Last couple of years, I believe.
They have. So we were the cool kid on the block way back in 2007 or so when Governor Huntsman helped the legislature move us down to 5% flat. But now everybody's moved lower than us. We went to 495, but in the last few years, we've gone from 495 to 465 to 455 this year. So we're all the way down. So if you take that 0.40%, that's like $700 million a year. So that's significant. That's more money back in taxpayers' pockets. And if they did that all at once, they would have gotten a lot of, you know, congratulations from voters. But it's been slow. So people have complained, it's just only a little bit. But we try to remind everybody this 4 or 5 year effort has been significant and it's starting to pay off. And it's going to go, in our belief, it's going to go further.
We have to
go further. Oh, absolutely. We are losing steam as far as competition with other states. We have to continue to lower that tax burden.
And what about sales taxes? Are they, where have they drifted over the last?
Oh, they do nothing but go up. Yeah.
So, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Because
right.
that is tied to local government budgets. They love to keep grabbing money out of your pocket when you do sales tax. We'll have to talk about that at some time. It's a death by a thousand cuts. Depending on where you buy a burger throughout the state, you're going to pay a different sales tax rate. And it's got a whole kitchen sink of taxes on there. But it's a lot. So anybody would like to take a look at that report, it is on our website at utahtaxpayers.org. You've had some great questions. There's a lot of great things in that report, and we'd encourage everybody to look at it. So great report to do. And we appreciate you listening tonight on KSL at Night. We'll be right back.